In this bulletin, Victoria will halve the time between Pfizer shots to 3 weeks to fast-track its vaccine rollout. Central West New South Wales hit by a damaging tornado. And in sport, India on top of the women's cricket test on the Gold Coast before lightning and rain halted play. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Victoria will halve the time between Pfizer shots to 3 weeks to fast-track its vaccine rollout. The change comes into effect from Monday as the state reports a record 1,438 new locally acquired cases and 5 deaths. Victoria's COVID-19 testing commander, Jerome Weimer, says a third of the 50% increase in new daily numbers is due to people socialising over the AFL Grand Final weekend.
The contact tracers tell us that there have been significant numbers of social gatherings on Friday and Saturday over a long weekend. Grand final parties, other social gatherings, barbecues, backyard visits. And all of this has generated significant additional caseload. So around a third of our cases today, we think are due directly to those different types of social gatherings as people have dropped their guard and decide that it's a grand final weekend, it's a long weekend, we deserve a bit of a payback.
Premier Daniel Andrews has urged Victorians to continue following stay-at-home orders until the lockdown is due to be lifted towards the end of October. The Kyogle and Narromine local government areas in regional New South Wales have gone into lockdown. They join 18 other regional local government areas under stay-at-home orders until the 11th of October, when the state's lockdown is due to lift. New South Wales reported 941 new locally acquired coronavirus cases and 6 deaths. The Snowy Mountains has also entered a week-long lockdown. A tornado has ripped through the central west of New South Wales, injuring 3 people and destroying power lines, buildings and trees in its path. The tornado travelled along a 30-kilometre northwest line, with much of the damage reported in the Clear Creek region northeast of Bathurst. At least 2 houses have been destroyed, including one in Meadow Flat and another in Clear Creek. Bureau of Meteorology senior climatologist Agata Imelska says the tornado is part of a broader weather system with damaging winds, large hail and heavy rainfall leading to flash flooding to potentially follow.
We do have warnings current for severe thunderstorms and also a broader system that is producing thunderstorms across the state. Now that is tracking to the east. So we are still potentially going to see some conditions, but again, thunderstorms are very localized. So just keeping across all of the warnings and keeping a close eye on the conditions is really important as we see the system moving through.
More than 100 inmates have died in an Ecuadorian jail in the deadliest act of prison violence in the South American country's history. About 400 police officers have been sent in to control the riot between rival gangs, and they discovered 3 explosive devices inside. Approximately 80 people have also been injured in the chaos. A Facebook executive has responded to backlash about its internal research, telling Congress the company is working to protect young people. The website's own researchers warned Facebook executives about the destructive potential of the social media platform Instagram. After research was leaked to a newspaper, Facebook put its plans to develop a children's Instagram for tween users on hold. Facebook's head of global safety, Antigone Davis, says their findings show social media can have a positive effect on users.
I want to be clear. I'm not diminishing the importance of these issues or suggesting that we will ever be satisfied if anyone is struggling on our apps. That's why we conduct this research, to make our platform better, to minimize the bad and maximize the good.
To cricket now, India is on top of the opening day of the women's test on the Gold Coast. The visitors were 1 for 132 before lightning and rain halted play. Smriti Mandanna was the standout, unbeaten on 80. Play will recommence at 2 p.m. today as officials look to make up for lost time. Australia named 4 test debutants in Annabelle Sutherland, Darcy Brown, Georgia Wareham and Stella Campbell. Now for a look at today's weather in Perth, showers and 20 degrees. Adelaide, showers are easing there, 18. Melbourne, a few showers and 20. Hobart, rain and 16. Canberra, showers and a possible storm, 19. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23 degrees. Sydney, much the same and 24. Newcastle, similar conditions, 26. Brisbane, showers and a likely storm, 26 again. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31, and Darwin, a shower or two, developing, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News.